Okay, so last night was pretty messed up. We both got super wasted, and we said a lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you sunk pretty low last night, Max.
But now that we're both sober, let's just air our grievances calmly, like adults.
Okay, well, for starters, you've been acting like a dick to me for, like, months now. You lost your job, and Joanna dumped you, but you're clearly just taking everything out on me.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Honestly, of all the shit that got said last night, there's only one thing that really bothers me.
Oh, here it goes.
I'm really not okay with you building that giant robotic scorpion in your garage.
Okay, stop right there, Max.
No, Joe! This is important. Please just let me say this. That scorpion is dangerous and has to be stopped before it becomes too powerful and destroys...
Here it goes. Just nitpick everything I do.
Its claws can cut cars in half, Joe. It can melt boulders with its venom cannon. Why is it so powerful, Joe?
Gee, I don't know, Max. It's designed for rock excavation. Maybe that's why it's so strong.
It says all hail RoboScorpion like all the time. It's pretty obviously going to enslave us all. You know, this is the kind of thing that a madman creates.
Oh, here comes the name calling.
You gave it free will. I mean, a robot designed to maximize efficiency in all systems that answers to no one. What were you thinking?
No, fuck this. You called me a madman, dude. You had to call me the M word. Real mature.
Well, don't be a fool, Joe. Think about it. What are we going to do when the scorpion decides that humans are inefficient? It's gonna systematically destroy the entire human race.
All right, Max. Since you're so perfect and never do anything wrong, let's talk about all the great things you do.
Okay, now you're just being petty.
No, you said let's talk, so let's talk. Okay, so, so you always make me watch those stupid video game trailers that I don't even care about.
This giant robot scorpion will unleash hell on Earth. Just think for a minute.
This is so not about my giant robot scorpion, and you know it.
This has everything to do with your giant robot scorpion.
Well, you drink all my beer, and you almost never offer me any money for it. Not even like a dollar, and you drink all my beer.
Look, you fucking nutcase. Your scorpion's laser beam eyes can incinerate an adult cow from 10 miles away!
So now we're talking about the robo-scorpion again. Is this, like, all you think about? Not getting a job or a girlfriend? You spend all of your time thinking about my robo-scorpion?
Yes.
Well, that's pathetic. Do you lay in bed at night and just think about how the robo-scorpion is, like, alive and then before you fall asleep?
Yes. I do.
Well, that's kind of scary, Max.
Well, this whole thing is so damn scary, Joe. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Whatever,
when
Max.
When this scorpion turns on you and sets out to destroy mankind, who's going to stop it? Huh? The police? The army? I'd like to see them try to shoot through the scorpion's force field.
Well, are you done yet, Max? Do you feel better now that you've made me feel all self-conscious about my creation?
So, like, you don't think this is a problem, like, at all?
I don't know. I mean, do you think your Xbox is a problem, like, at all?
Huh?
Well, if machines are so evil, you should just destroy your Xbox and save the world.
Well, my Xbox can't spray me with confusion gas and inject me with truth serum to gain access to my secrets like your stupid death machine.
It is so not a stupid death machine!
It's very clearly a death machine. It launches missiles, and its default target is the White House. The White House, Joe! Can you change the default settings to not the fucking White House?
Okay, well, that is a bug that I am trying to fix.
It's not a bug. The RoboScorpion knows exactly what it's doing.
You're just paranoid. You're just paranoid.
RoboScorpion, activate.
Joe, did you? That was the RoboScorpion. How did the RoboScorpion turn on?
Well, it sometimes just turns itself on.
So, like, Joe, the RoboScorpion turned itself on. It can just turn itself on.
Yeah, but, you know, it only does that if it needs to, like, run errands or something. Like, if it has to pick up groceries or drop off a check for a water bill.
All hail, RoboScorpion.
Okay, it's not going to pay your water bill, Joe. It's going to kill us.
RoboScorpion, deploy.
What?
Okay, so this is pretty not good.
Pretty not good? This is the apocalypse! God, I hope you're happy, Joe. Existence is doomed, and it's all your fault. Way to go!
Okay, so calm down. You were right, and I was wrong. Does this really mean that from here on out you're going to be a huge asshole about this 24 hours a day?
I don't know, Joe! Is your scorpion going to blow up the sun?
No, probably not. But if we want to live, we better act now if we have any hope for survival.
No! Nope! Not we, Joe! You've been a big dumb jerk about this whole thing, and this is 100% your mess! You're fixing this!
Okay, fine. If you're not gonna help me, I'll just use my other greatest invention. All I need is RoboCrab. Nothing can defeat RoboCrab.
RoboCrab, activate.
The fuck?
All tremble before RoboCrab.
His hammers are functioning, and it sounds like he's not listening to me. Okay, well, you know, if you thought RoboScorpion was bad, oh man, RoboCrab's gonna be a nightmare.
Is there any chance that the RoboCrab will just kill the Scorpion and not us?
Combine with RoboScorpion.
RoboScorpion, combine.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! That's awesome! We're dead. We are dead. Gosh, Max, I know this is a little late, but you know what, Max? I'm legitimately sorry about all this.
I told you so. Joe, I told you not to do this. I told you, Joe.
Dude, it's not cool to rub it in. Don't put it in, dude.
What the holy god fuck is that?
Combined with Xbox, prepare for destruction.